I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
It's election night. In total, there are 23 state primary races. And this is KSL News Radio's special coverage of early results. Decision 2022. With hosts Jeff Kaplan and Scott Simpson.
Scott.
KSL News Radio.
What did you say before? This right now is Christmas morning for poll watchers?
Yeah, it is. For those of us that geek out on this stuff, it's a big deal.
And it starts with Senator Mike Lee holding the lead over Becky Edwards and Ali Isom. About 240,000 votes are in and counted. Senator Mike Lee with 58%, Becky Edwards 33%, Ali Isom with 8% of the vote. We have numbers, numbers, and more numbers. Where do you want to start?
Let's go to the congressional races. I think, well, actually, can we switch? You had talked about the one race that you were interested in was Utah County Attorney David Leavitt.
Oh, yes. And I don't know if this is a surprise or not, but David Leavitt is getting handily trounced in this election race. Jeff Gray leading the incumbent Utah County Attorney, 72-25%. And that's with about 50,000 votes in. That's a significant chunk of the Utah County electorate.
Yeah, that's I don't expect any change to that margin. That seems like an insurmountable margin.
It sure seems like it might as well be over for David Leavitt at this point with these numbers that have come in. So let's seg to the national races. House District 1, Congressman Blake Moore with 60% of the vote, holding a commanding lead. Chris Stewart with 67% of the vote in House District 2. In 3, John Curtis over Chris Herod, 72-27% of the vote. Burgess Owens holding a smaller lead, the incumbent leading Jake Hunsaker, 60-40% at this point, and those are the national races to the moment.
Yeah, and the only caveat that I would give to any of those races is in the first congressional district. I think we've got statistically significant numbers in most of those races, most of the counties reporting, but Ricky Hatchett up at Weber County, he told us that we were going to get one data dump tonight out of Weber County. We haven't seen it yet, and that's a significant set of numbers for the first district.
So we haven't seen all the numbers, but we're seeing a significant chunk of the votes tallied. Up in Weber County, he said that what they're dumping this evening will probably be about 80% of the total number of votes that'll be counted between now and the days ahead. The one close race, the closest race we're seeing is in Salt Lake, Utah Senate District 9. Senator Derek Kitchen, this is on the Democratic side, holding a lead over Dr. Jennifer Plum of 2%, 51-49. There's only about 120 votes between them.
Yeah, and you know, this is a race that I think a lot of people have been watching. It's a rematch from 4 years ago, and it's interesting that there's that kind of discord in the Democratic Party. We don't see that very often.
Joining us live on the KSL Newsline is Utah's Democratic Party Chair, Diane Lewis, joins us. Thanks for coming on the air with us.
You betcha. Thank you. This is an exciting night for everybody.
So if it's exciting, tell us what race has you excited.
I think the three, you know, it's really like Scott said, it's three Senate races right up there on the east side. And, you know, the numbers that I'm seeing coming in is the Kitchen and Plum. We kind of expected that to be real close. The others, I didn't expect them to be that far apart. And they are.
Yeah, you've got Gene Davis in Senate District 13, a longtime member of the legislature that appears to be losing by a very wide margin, probably not going to be able to overcome that deficit. Does that surprise you?
Yeah, it does. It surprises me.
What does that mean? What happened in that district?
I think that, you know, they both campaigned very, very hard. And Nate was on the doors constantly from what I'm hearing, you know, from, you know, how the grassroots and all of that. He was on the doors all the time. And Gene did a lot of mailers. So they campaigned differently, I think. And, you know, Nate was talking about how Gene had been in, you know, legislators since the before he was born. So I don't know if that resonated with voters and they realized, you know, it's time for a change or what. I'm surprised. I really am. I expected Senator Davis to do better than this right now. So
let's pivot back to that kitchen plum race. That actually sounds like a bakery. I don't, but the kitchen plum race. What do you make of that? What is causing the incumbent to have to, you know, campaign so hard in this reelection?
Well, they did that. What was that? 4 years ago, the two of them together again.
Right. Yep.
Yeah, and I think they both have done an amazing job with their campaigns. You know, in both directions, with not only knocking doors, but also, you know, their media and all of that as well.
What's the difference in their messages between Derek Kitchen and Jennifer Plum?
You know, I don't. They're a lot alike. I mean, you know, of course. Senator Kitchen is talking about, you know, he's the millennium in it, and the incumbent, and, you know, where Plum is coming from the more, you know, senior, and with her being a doctor and things like that too. So they're, I think they're both pretty close.
Madam Chair, can we pivot to the top of the ticket? I have a question about the U.S. Senate race.
I knew you were going to do that.
Okay. So, yeah, we're nothing if not uncomfortable tonight. So you've got the party at your convention did something that I did not dream would happen. You failed to send, failed's not the right word, but you chose not to send out somebody as a nominee for your party in favor of an independent challenge. Mm-hmm. What is your party going to do?
Guys, I'm going to interrupt for a second. We'll get back to the question, but we want to let you know, breaking news on KSL News Radio. The Associated Press has just projected Senator Mike Lee has held off his Republican primary challengers, Becky Edwards and Ali Isom. Of course, the votes are still being counted, but he holds an early lead with 58% of the vote. Edwards in second place with 33%, mm-hmm. followed by Ali Isom at 8%.
Okay, sorry for that interruption, but I think that's perfect timing. That's a good narrative build-up for this question. So what is the Democratic Party going to do? Are you going to spend your hard-earned resources defending and supporting an independent candidate?
The party, at the party level?
Yeah, that's...
No, he's an independent. He's running, and you know, we will now start now that this is over. We'll with who, you know, whoever wins, of course, the Kitchen and the Plum race and the Blauen and the Pritchard race. We're pretty sure we're excited to start moving forward with all of our down ballot candidates. And that's where we'll be focusing is all the down ballot candidates.
Yeah. And I actually see lots of opportunity. There are a lot of opportunities because of all of the incumbent challenges that have occurred across. Tell us, are there any state house races that you're excited about this cycle?
As far as
potential pickup opportunities or moving the needle forward.
Yes, we're quite a few. We have the, you know, the Dunnigan and Wendell race the second time, and she was very, very close the first time. And then we also have Fatima Deary, who basically is really in a whole new district, which is an exciting race as well. And she has an opportunity because she was very, very close. So, you know, there are quite a few across our state that, Davina Smith is another one against, Phil Lyman. I think that she is down there just working hard and, you know, is, I think we have an opportunity to even pick that one up.
Thanks so much for joining us. Diane Lewis is the Utah Democratic Party chair. We appreciate you coming on and looking ahead toward November. Again, we just learned moments ago, the Associated Press projects Senator Mike Lee has held off Becky Edwards and Ali Isom.
Yeah, I'm not surprised about that outcome, but I do think we just heard something significant from the chair of the Democratic Party. They are not planning on using party resources, state party resources, to defend or to take on Mike Lee in the fall.
Evan McMullen is going to be on his own.
He's on his own.
It's a familiar place for him, though.
No doubt about it. And it doesn't mean that there won't be lots of resources thrown at that race.
Representative Kira Berkland, House District 4, very involved in the transgender sports ban. She is leading Raylene Blocker in her race, 56-43%. We're going to talk with Boyd Matheson, who's in Washington, D.C. right now, get some of his reflections about the results we're hearing tonight. Stay with us.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.